USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday. A remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the First Family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush, who passes away Friday night at the age of 94. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time. Not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
And outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st President.
In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The state of Georgia's election infrastructure on issue in Tuesday's runoff election for Secretary of State, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The runoff election for Georgia's Secretary of State pits Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger against former Democratic Congressman John Barrow. Neither won more than 50% of the votes on Election Day. At stake in the runoff, the ability to reshape the state's election system, which came under a national microscope during the recent race for governor between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp. Raffensperger has defended how Georgia canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of voters, and he says he'll make sure only legal citizens can cast ballots. Barrow says changes are needed, but he says while Georgia does a pretty good job of keeping people from cheating, it does a lousy job of making it easier for people to vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A massive cleanup effort underway after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocking Anchorage, Alaska, tearing roads apart and creating huge craters in the ground. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Road crews north of Anchorage are working to repair damaged bridges and freeways following the massive earthquake on Friday. Steve Strait is the owner of our USA Radio News affiliate up in Alaska, KEDI. He says this is the worst earthquake he's seen in a number of years.
This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.